T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live. We are going to talk college hoops after a first weekend in the books of the NCAA tournament with our friend, Mr. Chris Nocke. Nocke, what's up, dude? How are you?
What's going on, boys?
What's up, brother?
Let me start.
Man, no complaints.
Chris, I imagine it's even worse for you than it is for me. How much does it stink not to have the Terps in the tournament?
Yeah, it's brutal. You know, you get to thinking that it's sort of a birthright, you know, when you get there early and often. And, you know, I've been doing this now for 25 years, and two of my first 3 years doing Terps games were Final Fours. And, you know, one was a national championship. And so you start to think, yeah, you know, this is cool. We'll do this every year. And yet it's hard, you know. It's hard to stay on that mountaintop. It's as hard to stay on it as it is to get to it. And we've been a walk in the desert this year, but it's a good program, a great program with a great history, and I think they'll be back.
All right, let's get to the folks that are playing. what has stood out for you through the first weekend? I mean, UConn just looks dominant.
Yeah, they're a locomotive for sure. You know, I mean, and somebody's going to have to play their tails off to beat them. I don't think it's going to be San Diego this weekend, but they just completely dismantled Northwestern. It took the drama out of that very early. But there have been a lot of really standout performances. I thought Gonzaga in the second half of their game against Kansas was crazy. 32-4 run.
Damn.
Is getting it done.
But when you look at it, everyone talks about the guard play in the NCAAs, but we're watching some big guys handle their business as well. Big Burns down with NC State, you know.
I love that
What's
guy.
Your take on him, Chris?
I tell you what, he reminds me. I was on with Doc a little bit this weekend. You guys are, B. Mitch, I know you're old enough to remember this guy, and I don't know, JP, you do or not, but there was a guy who played at Michigan years ago and played in the NBA too. Robert Traylor.
Yeah.
They called him Tractor Traylor. And that's who he reminds me of, man. He's guys like that, guys like Zach Edey, you have no idea how hard it is to get them out of the lane once they establish themselves. And these are just mountainous dudes. And when he sets up shop down there, I just don't know where NC State was during the course of the season. You know, I mean, they've won like six straight knockout games, basically, is what they've done, or seven straight now. And so it's impressive. But again, I don't know what they were doing for most of their season this year.
Mm-hmm. It is remarkable. I mean, I think just from a straight up volume of games standpoint, they've not only won seven straight, but they've won seven straight in 9 days or something.
It's amazing, right?
And right, because I mean, they had five and five nights.
You guys probably talked about this. There was a great stat that came out when they won five games at Cap One. They won five games in 5 days, and the Wizards hadn't won five games in a year at Cap One. You know,
that's
a remarkable stat.
It really is. How about? I mean, NC State certainly, but for all the talk of a down ACC, I mean, Carolina, Duke, and Clemson, I mean, four of the 16 are coming from the ACC. I think Carolina-Bama looks like a hell of a game. What do you think of the Heels?
Yeah, I mean, Carolina's been impressive. I thought what Duke did to James Madison yesterday, just they pulverized, and that game was over in a flash, and it sets up a Duke-Houston game, which is absolutely must-see TV. I think they're the two games that stand out to me for this and there'll be some good ones, but I think Duke and Houston, and then, of course, Gonzaga and Purdue. I actually picked Purdue to win this year. I just feel like they've got all the right pieces. They've been as impressive as anybody as well here in the first couple of games, albeit against, I don't think the competition's great, but Gonzaga has been so good that Purdue's going to have to play their tails off to win that game, too. I mean, that would be a high-scoring game. I love the fact, fellas, we've seen games in this tournament, 102 to 100, that Colorado-Florida game, then last night, 100 to 95, highly entertaining game, Houston and Texas A&M. That, you know, I love it when guys get up and down the court and score like that.
Hey, when we start watching the NCAAs, we have a lot of teams. We talk about what's happening, but we also talk about teams that didn't make it. Watching the Big East as they've been playing here, did anybody else you think still at this point deserve to be in it?
Well, I mean, I thought St. John's, I mean, you look at the body of work that Virginia had, and they played in a play-in game versus what some of the other Big East schools have done. And I include Seton Hall with that, too, not just St. John's. I mean, it's pretty stark, the comparison, and where they are in the rankings, both in terms of the metrics and in terms of polls. I mean, it's kind of mind-boggling that that Virginia was chosen to begin with. But again, you know, it's not an exact science. There's, even if you expand this to 72, there's going to be a 73rd team that's pissed off. You know, I mean, it's just it doesn't matter what number the tournament is, 32, 64, 72, whatever. There's always going to be somebody on the outside looking in and squawking about it. But you know what? Another week, you'll forget about it. You remember it now because Danny Hurley is talking about it and about all the Big East teams that were left out. But the dogs bark, but the caravan moves on.
Yeah, I mean, the Big East has looked pretty good. I mean, they've got two into the Sweet 16, and they only got three in, right?
I think all three of them in there still, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right, Marquette. Sorry.
All three of them are still there.
I think they clearly made a mistake with UVA, but I think if you look at the seeding and you look at everybody except NC State, it looks like they were, like, seeded correctly. You know what I mean? As far as the top seeds, the top 16, 20 teams. We're talking with our friend Chris Nockey here, Maryland basketball radio analyst and NCAA hoops expert. Nockey, it makes me feel better, but I fear it might make you feel worse. I also picked Purdue, so you and I both picked Purdue. The fact that you're into them, I feel good about. I just think you were around Gary and that Maryland program when, you know, prior to the first Final Four run in Minnesota, people were saying Gary can't get past the Sweet 16. And I think Matt, and clearly he proved that was incorrect, right? Eventually putting a ring on his finger. But Matt Painter's kind of in that same thing.
For sure. And, you know, who else gets the static, too, is Rick Barnes, you know?
Yet,
who wouldn't want these guys coaching their program? I agree. It's a problem till it isn't, right? Yeah. Until you actually get it done. But, the thing about the NCAA tournament, as is so often said about it, is you don't have to be the better team. You just have to be the better team that day. It's a one-game deal. It's not best of seven. It's not in the NBA, the best team always wins the championship, I feel like, because you have to endure five and seven-game series, and you prove yourself to be the best team. But that's not the way it works in this tournament. And I just think the Painter – not only did Painter do a really good job of roster composition when he went out in the portal this past offseason, but Zach Edey has got, you know, people just think he's a creation of that size, that incredible size he's got. His skill level has dramatically improved over the last couple of years. He's a basketball player, and he's a guy who's unstoppable. He knows how to stay out of foul trouble, so he keeps himself on the floor. He's legit, and I just think he is, you know, clearly the national player of the year the last 2 years. I think that's why they win, is that they're just going to ride that ship.
But, you know, though, it's like we sit it there. They're better coaches, but if they keep getting there and not winning, someone's going to take the blame. And I don't think you always put it on the player. The coach got to figure out a way to get them over the hump.
I agree with you. I'll bet you at the end of the day, guys like Rick Barnes, who's won 650 games, never won a national championship, if they lose, and they've got a tough matchup themselves this week, they go. They've got a tough game to play ahead as well. Does that make him any less or less accomplished a coach? You know, I mean, he's gotten it done at four different schools now, Barnes, and the same thing for Painter. I mean, all he ever does is represent that place. Purdue. He's a Purdue guy. He's an alum. He played for the great, Gene Keady. That's got to count
Keady,
for something.
Keady never won one either, right?
No, and yet he's revered. He's absolutely revered in the coaching world. It's also because he's one of the great guys and storytellers I've ever met. I mean,
probably the most elite comb over the world has ever seen.
Oh, no question about it. But you know what? That was the old day. He doesn't have the comb over anymore, which is
he let it go.
It's borderline disappointing. Yeah.
Chris, thank you for your time, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, guys.
Thanks. All right, man. Again, how did I do, JP? I didn't say anything.
That's our guy, Chris Knocke. You can follow him on X at @xcoachknocke. KNOCHE.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.